It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Here we are, almost the end of February, and I guess we're dead nut in the middle of it. But anyway, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day. Barbecue Bob, I'm Jop. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, good to be here. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves, Jop.
Right.
15 years now, practically.
I know.
And
can't believe they're still listening.
Jethro, 6 years old? Aren't we having a birthday party coming up?
Yeah, we did last night.
The station that we broadcast from is 6 years old. Of course, you're maybe listening on another station like WBRN in Big Rapids or WJIM in Lansing. We're so good they play us twice.
Hey, you know what?
And then,
either that or they're hard up for content.
A little both is lucky for us. Either way, and then thousands of people on, we broadcast the show and then we publish it on a podcast. So we have absolutely thousands of people picking it up on podcast, which is still very cool.
And we don't charge a nickel for any of that.
Well, you know, I'm a big podcaster myself. I love my pods because I get to listen when I want to.
Sure.
And I have some of my favorites, like Jocko, who's a retired Navy SEAL, very successful businessman, has really interesting like development, personal development people on and success stories. Sean,
isn't
Rock.
It a little late for personal development for you and me?
Never.
Never?
No.
Okay.
No, think of Ross Perot.
Yeah?
Think of the Colonel Saunders.
He perfected that, Colonel Sanders perfected that recipe early in his life, and then he just executed it. Right?
At how old?
I don't know.
In his 60s.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're there.
Yeah. So I don't think it's ever too late. I think the Colonel Sanders story is one of the greatest. But I also look at Ross Perot, and
where'd that guy go? Has he passed now?
He is.
Yeah.
But I remember as a young exec, young dad, starting to pay attention to the news and politics and things like that, and listening to him, just thinking, that's a different guy right there. He's not agreeing with the Republicans or the Democrats. I think I like him.
Yeah.
And then I self-funded a campaign in West Michigan, and I started, I'd put up his campaign helped me. They gave me banners and whatnot, but I would set up tables in parking lots and proselytize, and I'd try and hand out brochures to say, take a listen to this guy. Pay attention here. This is a different opinion.
Well, there you go. That's a great American way.
And I met so many cool people doing that, that when our current president came along, it reminded me a lot of that. It was a billionaire who just said, I think we can do this different. And right. And we're seeing it now, which is not barbecue talk, but I got to say, it is a very interesting time to be alive.
It is.
Watching these young kids go through our government and comb through and find billions and billions of dollars of our money. It's only begun, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have money for better steak in the future is what that means. We're going to be able to go into Sobeys and just buy the counter.
Yeah, and the only thing that I want to remind everybody of is the guy's been on the job a month, right? I mean, the things he's accomplished, whether you're whichever political side, but you watch the work that's happening and the people that
everybody's amazed.
I know it's just an amazing amount of work. Whether you agree or disagree, you got to acknowledge that he came in ready to work.
Well, and those that disagree now are amazed too. And you even hear news anchors just say, I don't know what we can do. It's like, you're supposed to be a newscaster. You're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to report to us.
Right.
Anyway, that's enough about that. But I noticed if you haven't been to thegrillingguys.com, shame on you, because we put so much time and effort into trying to make the world a meatier place. That there's some good stuff on there for you. On the right-hand side of our page, you'll see a picture of our producer, Conrad.
Really?
No, you won't.
Oh, no. But you will see icons from all the people that keep us on the air.
Yeah.
And people like Garrett's Appliance, people like Old World Olive Company, people like, MyPillow.
Sobey Meats.
I'm going to forget some of them.
Garrett Appliance.
Fenn Valley. That's how I let it off. Fenn Valley.
Hall Street and Wealthy Street Bakery. All these guys.
Yeah.
They partnered up with us, and it's a wonderful thing because they're great businesses that are just trying to cut a living like everybody else.
And they happen to think that what we're doing is worthwhile. And we're, if you have somebody in your market that is into what we're into, and they might want to help, let us help them get their word out. We've still got room for a couple more sponsors, I think maybe two. And we'll take them because, unfortunately, Allen Bob's went out of business.
Yeah.
Either way, that's how we stay on the air. Jop and I do this out of our own wallets, and we hope that sponsors come along and help us break even.
Yeah.
I can't say that we're ever looking forward to getting rich off it.
Right.
But it would be nice.
Don't forget our buddies at Schmoe's, too.
Yeah.
They make great beer over there on Patterson Avenue.
To drag all this out and bring it to an end, if you do go on there and click on links, you're going to find that some of these people will let you sign up for a newsletter or whatever. A good one for that is ThermoWorks. And I was watching Meat Church the other night, and that guy is pulling out the ThermoPen all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a professional piece of equipment that is affordable for every barbecue guy. And they've got sales going on all the time. And, people ask us many, many times a year, what's a great thing to buy a barbecue guy if I need to get him a gift? And I think one of the first things we always say is get a very good digital thermometer.
Many of them.
And because you're going to need more than one if you do a little bit of cooking. And ThermoPen is the one that we use.
And you can sign up for their – so they send me emails with their promos.
Oh, yeah.
And their promos galore. The one that really piqued my interest is this IR Gun S.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those when I was in the fireplace business. I paid $300 for it to shoot the glass and show people the temperature of the ceramic glass or shoot the inside of a fire. They have their IR gun at $39.50.
Right.
Now, these people make things in America.
Yep.
You want a reason to buy it? They make them in America, and they're just totally top-notch products. That IR gun, what you can do with that is you can shoot the top of your grill grate, and you can aim it to the side a little bit and pick up the temperature of the actual bars on your grate.
Right.
Not shoot it down into the coals or the flame, but hit the grates.
Yeah, and you know what I do with it more than anything? Because I have one in my kit. I check my griddle when I'm using my Blackstone or any griddle that you have, is that it's really important to know if you're putting a room temperature, even a little bit cool piece of meat on a hot griddle, it's going to stick instantly.
Point is, it's $39
right now. Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
So they're great for griddles too.
Yes.
Because you get hot spots all over your griddle. And when you're cooking, you'll find out that those are a problem if you don't know where they are. So, it's a great piece of equipment.
It is.
And Bob, I was you guys had the show last week. I was out on vacation. I went down to Mexico, and we went to a resort. And almost every day they had barbecue outside for lunch, right? And they bring a big grill out, and they were cooking something, one thing or the other. But I had probably the best piece of lamb I've ever had, and it was the whole leg, and they were slicing it off, but it was. I think it had been put in an oven and brought out, and then they just would grill. They were grilling the whole leg of lamb, so it got crusty a little bit on the outside. Texture and flavor
and
was amazing.
And as they sliced it off, did they put it back on the grill and give it a little sear?
Yep.
Bring it to doneness?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Did they marinate it as they did it? Did they baste it with anything?
No, I think it already had the flavoring on it once they because there was a line of people, they were doing it pretty quick. I think they had when they baked it off, they had seasoned it or marinated it already. It was fabulous.
I'm saying if you're going to try that, though, you might want to baste it as you put that cut piece back on.
Yeah. Yep.
You might want to baste it a little bit, depending on the grill you have.
Right. Put a little flavor on it. But anyway, Coming up next, we're going to start deep frying some things. It's kind of a deep fry time of year. It's easy to do that outside or inside, and we're going to talk a little bit about both of it. But make sure you have your vent hood on if you're doing it inside. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Sneeze Network.
Sorry.
We'll be back.